Oh, what a great love theme. Bill Medley, the Righteous Brothers, Jennifer Warnes together. Number one from Dirty Dancing, which was its own number one from 1987. I've had the time of my life. Loved it with you. It's 9:28 and a half, and we're going to work a little extra time for a little extra being given in a great community, and we all benefit from this. And I have a special guest in the house. I want to welcome Darlene from the Illinois Valley Lions Club, and we've got a big event that y'all put on every year come Labor Day time. Welcome. So good to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we were talking off air about your history in the Valley, and you're Selma newlyweds, you and David.
Yeah, 53 years.
I like hearing that. All right. And before we get going on the specific event, I'm a Lions Club child. So my father was almost, as far as my life was concerned, always in the Lions Club wherever I went. I grew up in Alaska in three different big areas there.
Wow.
And the Lions Club was always part of it. And all of my friends were jealous because I always had the Lions mints no matter what. You know, a kid that carries around his Lions mints, you know, he just has a little extra credit right there.
Oh, absolutely.
But I was part of so many concessions and events and loved watching Dad get dressed up for the Lions Club meeting, especially the big events. And a joy for me. So it's a joy to have you representing a great legacy, and that is the Lions Club. And we have a special one in the Illinois Valley. Now, Labor Day is the event. So tell us about it, darling.
It's the Illinois Valley Lions Club Labor Day event. It's going on, I think this is their 52nd year of hosting this Labor Day event. Previously, it was hosted by the Jubilee Association. And this year, their theme is Blue Jeans and Country Dreams. We start the event on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and it goes until after 6 o'clock on Monday, Labor Day itself. At 6 o'clock on Monday, they raffle off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
Also a tradition.
Yes, they've been doing that for many, many years, and it just goes from, like I say, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. till Monday evening, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
It's nonstop, right?
Nonstop, yes. And we're inviting everybody that has a group, a business, an organization, a club, a church, a school, whatever they have, they would like to have a vendor booth.
You've got your elbow on the button there. I was looking around saying,
sorry,
what's going on
that
here? Yeah, it happens. I forget. So we have a special silence button, and unfortunately, we're getting in and out with you there, darling. But yeah, I love the fact that it is nonstop virtually.
It is nonstop.
Yeah.
We start with the vendors come in on Thursday, Friday, and get all set up. On Saturday, they have the tough truck races, and Sunday they have tough truck races. We have a softball tournament that goes all weekend. They have live music on Saturday and Sunday night. Music is from 6 to 10 on Saturday by Squeezo, and Sunday 6 to 10 by Fork in the Road.
I know you know all of them personally.
No, I don't.
Squeezo and Fork in the Road. I love the band Handles. I'll always get a kick out of the Handles. But here's what I do know is they're legit and they know how to entertain a crowd.
Yes.
And they're homies too.
Yes.
So really love that.
Yes. And they have a pancake breakfast that's put on this year by the Illinois Valley Fire Department.
Excellent.
The tough trucks, like I say, is Saturday and Sunday. And the parade is at 10 a.m. on Monday. Goes down. They shut down the whole highway that goes through Cave Junction, route the traffic around us. And the parade usually lasts about 2 hours.
I remember.
It's a huge event, yes.
We have been a part of it before. Because we love our community out there all through the Illinois Valley. So hoping to get there again. But it is one of the best hometown parades and celebrations that we've been a part of here, and me in particular. Love the community out there. It's a big neighborhood stretching from Selma out to O'Brien and all the way up to Kilma Way and parts that you don't even know unless you live there where
That's
they are.
Right.
And I like the way everybody comes together for Labor Day.
And we have over 2,000 people that attend the Labor Day Festival.
Wow.
It is amazing how many you see come to the park, and it's just packed with people. And especially Monday morning after the parade.
You bet.
As soon as the parade is over, they all walk into the festival, and it's just people just solid people.
And the right kind of people.
Yes.
We love being there.
We never have any issues. We never have any trouble.
Might be something to do with a blessing over that.
Maybe.
And I do feel that just the same. And this does benefit the community in many, many ways.
Yes.
Now,
what the Lions Club does is they have, they're specifically sight and hearing.
Right, I recall.
And they do the eyeglasses and they do the hearing aids and they work in conjunction with Lions International and Oregon Sight and Hearing Foundation. And they provide the necessary referrals to people that need to have extensive eye or hearing work done. And Oregon Lions Sight and Hearing Foundation takes care of our people.
Yes.
We also loan medical equipment out. If somebody is needing a wheelchair for a period of time or they need a hospital bed or they need a cane or they need a walker, contact the Lions Club.
And it's done.
And it's done. And there's no charge to the public for any of this. This is what the Lions Club does.
So.
They also have their Easter egg hunt annually. We do the Labor Day Festival with the Harley-Davidson raffle fundraiser.
That's a fundraiser.
Tickets are still available, I understand. They're $100 a piece for one ticket.
But they're limited.
They are limited, yes. I think they're only giving away or selling 400 tickets. That's it.
There you go.
So you got one in 400 chances of winning that Harley.
And that Harley ain't cheap. So there's a good part of it goes into the Harley.
Yeah. they also do high school scholarship funds. We give five $1,000 scholarships to the high school, and they donate to the Safe and Sobers Night for the high school.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. They sponsor the community youth sports teams, such as the Little League.
Yes.
They do their car show annually. They do a peace poster contest in conjunction with Lions International. They distribute American flags to the Evergreen Elementary grade students. They sponsor an adult softball team. And they donate to the Three Rivers Livestock Youth Program. And
Perfect.
We are blessed with the donation of the Umpqua Building in Cave Junction for our clubhouse,
Excellent.
Which was wonderful. Many other local organizations and groups have utilized our building and our parking lot for classes, meetings, and fundraisers. So the Illinois Valley is significantly central to the whole valley, not just to Cave Junction, but to the whole valley.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. From Hayes Hill to the border.
There you go. I like that. That's even bigger than what I stretched out from Selma to O'Brien. But it's true. Even though we don't quite reach out to the border, we do get O'Brien, just so you know. That's kind of where we taper off a little bit as a broadcasting corporation. But we love representing that great big neighborhood. And thank you for being a part of it. Are you enjoying your part? And how long have you been a part of the Lions Club?
My husband has been a Lion since 2021, I believe it is.
So a relative
and
newbie.
I, by osmosis, work a Lion. I am not a Lion.
I had a feeling. I'll tell you what, you are roaring just fine, Darlene.
Yeah. The guys in the clubhouse think I get a little overpowering because I know a lot of the background of the Lions and the things that they do. And these are just country boys.
I understand.
Well, and I say, oh, no, you got to do it this way instead of this way. And you got to, and the community service, you know.
You can't.
Nobody wants to come do it.
You are.
Here I am.
You are who you are. And lion and lioness worthy both. And I thank you for stepping up and out.
And I have to put a little.
Please.
Nudge in for something that I personally do at the Lions Club Labor Day Festival.
Go right ahead.
This is my 22nd year.
Really?
Of providing a free school supply booth at the festival.
Good for you.
I look like Staples. I have everything that the kids need for school, and they just come to my booth, and I say, what can you do for me? And they don't know what to do, and I say, can you sing? Can you dance? Can you say your ABCs?
Can you
count your 1, 2, 3?
I love what you're doing.
They give me their feedback on what they can do for me, and then I turn around to my sign, and I say, okay, what grade are you in? Okay, 4th grade. You need blah, 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 blah. Do you have all of those things? What do you need? If you don't have it, I've got it.
That is such a
And they walk away sometimes with everything they need for,
good for you.
Class. And if they, and a lot of the kids will say, no, my mom already bought that. Okay.
Well,
how about this? My mom already bought that. Okay. Well, how about this? My mom already bought that. Okay.
So you
have everything you need for your class, right? Yes.
There you go.
So then there's got to be something that I have that they will walk away with.
And I want you to start recording all of those performances, okay? Now that would be a hoot. That is just a great personal ministry. I'm going to call you out for that. So thank you for doing that, darling.
Yeah. Well, actually, I give all the credit to my husband. He pays for everything.
There you go. David, you got a shout out. And the right kind. Thank you all for being part of a very great tradition in that great community that I'm proud to call my own as well. Yeah. I definitely reach out beyond where I happen to live at the time and know that this whole Three Home Valley area, I'm proud to be a part of it.
Yeah. So, and we appreciate KJO allowing us to step
welcome.
In and do what is
anytime,
necessary.
Anytime, all the time. You might even tell David he's invited to come back and we'll put him on the spot sometime.
If anybody needs any further information, they can call David at 541-597-4486. And if he doesn't answer the phone, leave your message. He'll get back to you.
597-4486.
Correct.
I'll do it again. 597-4486. I'm just showing off because it'll be gone in about another 2 seconds.
Thank you so much
you
for
are so
allowing
welcome.
Us to
bless
be
you,
here.
Darling. Yeah, and I know it's going to be a blessed event. All right,
Thank
remember,
you.
We're paying it forward right here on KJO.